Hey, friend.
Oh my
So, this is connected to our episode today, but do you know why I think people live in Gotham City?
the
That, and I
rent
think
is so cheap.
the business is probably booming.
Oh my God, I need to go
You
look over there.
capture everything. Well, I mean, you have to because bad things happen there all the time.
You know what we should do? Remember that TikTok he sent me? You need to post that when we post for this episode.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Jake from State Farm is thriving in Gotham City.
You know how much they pay Jake from State Farm a lot? Like he's like a millionaire now.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but he just goes onto the TV for 2 seconds. He's like, State Farm. He gets paid
Like a good
millions.
neighbor.
Like a good neighbor, I take your
Sponsored
money.
by State Farm.
Ooh.
I wish.
That would have been amazing. We make a lot of money. State Farm has a lot.
If you became an insurance agent in Gotham, I would move in with you because I'm sure you'd be making some big bucks.
I really would. I feel like Gotham City would be a place where they have the purge.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would build my house, even if they didn't have a purge, I'd build my house like they build their houses. Like, okay, time go to sleep. And then you turn it on and then like a big metal wall just encapsulates my whole house. No crime today.
Are you sure about that? Can you
He's like,
imagine selling like life insurance in Gotham City where you're like, listen, the Riddler blew up my best friend yesterday, so I think you should probably get life insurance.
I don't know if anyone could afford it, honestly, because the risk is so high. It'd be like $1,000 a month to have
True.
$20,000 of life insurance.
That's why only the rich live in Gotham. That's why they get attacked so much.
Why do people live in Gotham that are rich? It's like you have the money to leave,
Hey, maybe
so
it's like our
leave.
Fear Street theory that there's no COVID there, so they're like, well, we might as well move to Gotham. Why not?
No one, you never get sick in Gotham.
You just get blood. You might get Joker gas, but you won't get COVID.
Oh my God. So you don't have to
Oh.
worry about that. It's like,
So
what
what
are
do we have
hospitals?
talking about today?
Oh, I wonder what. Oh, wait, it's Batman.
It's Batman.
But not just Batman. It's Robert Pattinson
It's
Batman.
Battison, I think is what
Yeah.
they call him.
Oh my God, Pattinson.
Oh,
I
Robert.
honestly do enjoy him as an actor, honestly.
Yeah, no, I think he did good. I wish they had given him more, I guess, more to go on with Batman, because I feel like he, I mean, he's a really proficient actor, but I felt like they were like, just be emo, and he was like, okay.
Oh my God, they took it. So, just by the way, before we get into this, there's gonna be spoilers past this part because I still want to comment on this.
Absolutely. So if you haven't seen The Batman yet, we're about to just give you all the spoilers so you really don't have to watch it.
Yes, because the thing is about emo Batman is what is the first thing you think of when you think of emo? Just the first thing.
For some reason, MCR and the song Dear Maria pops in my head. Oh, and the Don't Trust Me song. That's what pops in my head when I think emo.
Oh, the first thing that pops
I mean, that too. I
in
wasn't allowed to wear eyeliner when I was going through my emo phase. My mom didn't let me have it. Probably for the best. The pictures would have been awful.
when I went through mine, I tried to do a scene look, and then like I showed my mom what I wanted, and she was like, "Nah, I'm gonna show you how to do it better."
I love that.
She took my need for makeup and pushed it towards something more like, "Oh, you need to do this instead."
Redirection.
Redirection.
I appreciate that they gave Pattinson just the eyeliner brush and Batman got to wear all of his messy eyeliner. I was like, look, this is a look that I'm living for, is like maskless Batman with the crazy eyeliner that looks like he's been like crying for
At
hours.
least they explain the fact that, and all the Batman masks, it's like obviously big eye holes and it's black underneath. And then when they take off the mask, it's like, oh, look, clean face.
My dad makes that comment every time we watch a Batman movie. He's like, oh, look, no eyeliner. I'm like, I appreciate this movie. My dad has not seen the new Batman yet. I want him to watch it because, I mean, it's good. It's a decent movie, but it could have been better. And there was so much that we made fun of throughout this entire movie that I didn't like it as much.
Well, I just have a problem with DC movies.
I mean, me too, but I've been a long time DC stan, so what is your problem?
My problem is that they take things a little too seriously.
Oh, absolutely. Shazam is the first DC movie in a long time that I was like, we can have fun with this.
Well, listen, Batman's a funny character. He really is. Not funny all the time. Not funny all the
I
time.
was giving this example to my coworkers because we all talk about the Batman. Once everyone had seen it at my office, we're like, oh my gosh, what an emo pick me boy. We were talking about his character, and someone said, I feel like that's pretty accurate to the comics. And I went, no. So we have Battison, who's like, oh, I don't have time for women. I'm so emo and not over my parents, and it's all about the mission. Grr, I'm emo. You're not my real dad. There's literally a comic book. I'm not making this up. This is in Batman and Son, one of the comic books in the arc where Batman finds out Damian is his son. Not really a spoiler, it's been canon for a long time, where Alfred takes Bruce aside and is like, you have been too emo for too long and you're driving me freaking insane. Stop growling at people, go out there and be a slut. And he brings him to a party, and Alfred literally tells him to bring as many women home as he can because he's being too emo. And I'm like, Alfred, I love this.
No, but honestly though, he's too much in his feelings. And I'm not saying like he doesn't have good reason, but not normal people, they go through grief and then they come out of it, especially when they're children. He just kind of marinated in his,
Vengeance.
I guess, but also let's also talk about this poor Batman bottle where it's like, well, why don't you give a lot of money to fix the system and like build up the whole city? And he's like, no, Batman,
Batman.
I want a Batcave.
I mean, me too. I feel like I enjoyed Christian Bale's run as Batman. I really enjoyed those
I
movies.
didn't.
You didn't? Okay, well, you know.
He's not my favorite at
Oh no.
all. I like the movies, but
Yeah.
him as Batman, I was like,
Oh no. I think he's my favorite. I was just saying the movies were pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Up until the third one. But I felt like they did a really good job with Christian Bale of being like, you have him being Batman, and then you have him like hosting these crazy parties, and everyone's like, oh, that Bruce Wayne, he just throws his money around. He is, man, what a little slut. He's bringing home all these women. He's a playboy. But then you get Battison, who is just like crawling in my skin, all the freaking time, and it drives me insane because I'm like, you act, you're an actor. You get out of your suit and you're like, oh yes, I am esteemed Bruce Wayne, just complete airhead playboy. I'm a himbo.
Well, which is part of the whole facade because he has to pretend that he's not smart or anything like that, or everyone will figure out he's Batman.
of my
It's very
favorite
obvious.
I think it's a subreddit now, but it was just like a hashtag on Tumblr, was Gothamites. I think it was hashtag Gothamites, and everyone would pretend like they were living in Gotham, basically, and it was this big meme. And there was this whole thing where they're like, Bruce Wayne couldn't be Batman, he's too stupid. And I was
No.
like, where's this in the movies? Like, they definitely show it in the books. They've shown it in other movies, but like, this movie was kind of like Bruce Wayne is this weird recluse. Like, to the point where he was having interactions at that funeral in the middle of the movie. And I was like, if this man made eye contact with me, I wouldn't talk to him. He is so socially awkward. Like, I would be like, oh my gosh, look away. It's Bruce Wayne. Like, I do not want to talk to him. He's so weird.
He's so weird. No, and honestly, that's what I'm saying is that I did like the movie. It's just Batman movies now, they just take it too serious. There's no humor. And I know a lot of Marvel fans right now are mad at Marvel because there's too much humor. But I'd rather too much than too little, 'cause it's just depressing. It's like
Yeah.
watching the Joker.
For real. It was so. I haven't seen the Joker.
It's depressing to watch someone slowly turn into madness. That's all it was.
That's what I figure. That's why I haven't seen it. I'm like, I don't really want to watch someone
It's
be
like
sad.
yes,
I'm
sometimes
already sad.
that's why when I was watching the Batman, I was like, I need to be in the right mental space for this because it's just dark all the time. Like
Right.
I just don't find that entertaining.
Right. And like you look at the comic books and you're like, okay, like there is stuff. So I haven't done a booked on this yet, but I recently read Batman Year One because I was thinking, all right, the Batman, he is in his second year of being a vigilante. And I enjoyed there's a scene in the Batman where he uses his glider suit for the first time and it fails. And I'm like, this is great. So Batman Year One is a book that shows Bruce in his first year as Batman. And coincidentally, Commissioner Gordon's first year working in Gotham, and it's a freaking disaster. But it's so funny because Bruce is like, okay, I put millions of dollars into this like gadget in my bat suit, and it didn't work. And he's like, oh, frick, I gotta redo it. Or he'll go into a fight, and he's like, all right, I've trained for this, and then get immediately obliterated. And you're like, this is what I want to see on screen. Like he's acknowledging his failures and being broody because. I mean, his parents are dead and it was pretty horrific, but also acknowledging, like, I am human and I can't be so emo all the time.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's not what he's not well-rounded.
Not at
But
all.
I mean, can we talk about that scene where they focus on the Batmobile for literally 5 minutes and then it just drives off like it doesn't do anything? I was like, if we're talking about gadgets, I say that was a failure. Because I was like, oh my God, the Batmobile, it's gonna run into the guys. He's gonna hit it. Where's it going? Oh, it fell off screen. Okay, well, that was it's great looking at it for a little while.
Bye, babe. See you later.
I was like, am I gonna hit you with the car? Am I just gonna sit here? We'll see.
Know. On the topic of Batman's personality, let's talk about how we thought he was a pick-me boy.
Oh my
Oh,
God. Okay,
yeah,
wait. Because in this movie too, they finally try. Well, they've done Catwoman a couple times, the Catwoman movie, Anne Hathaway. Now they did another Catwoman, and she's pretty cool, honestly. Is she as good as like Anne Hathaway? I don't know. I don't know. They over-sexualize Catwoman sometimes. I don't know. She's also, I have mixed feelings about her.
I really liked the new one. Okay, I haven't watched the Anne Hathaway version in a long time, but I really like the Zoe Kravitz, I think is her name. I really liked her rendition of Catwoman. She was very like gritty, but also like I'm trying to put it into words. She was able to she's so caring because she's got the other girl living with her, and she's
Oh,
like, you
yeah.
know, they have this bond because they live in Gotham. They're in a really sucky part of Gotham, like suckier than normal, and her friend goes missing and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna find her. Like there's just this bond. And she comes into it with this past, like her dad is a gangster, we find out. He's a,
Oh,
you know,
that's
really
true.
bad.
That's true.
She's a pretty, I feel like she was more well-rounded than Bruce. She wasn't a perfect character, but she came into it kind of like with a mission that was a little more clear-cut than just vengeance. You know, like, I'm
Yeah.
trying to find my friend. And I felt like they didn't overly sexualize her. I mean, sure, there were some scenes where she's like in some risque costumes, but it wasn't like the I'm trying to think of her name. Michelle Pfeiffer, the Michelle Pfeiffer version where she's like licking her lips all the time and she's very like in her latex cat suit, very posed.
Oh, yeah.
And as a woman, you're like, I don't feel empowered. That just looks really uncomfy, you know?
Oh yeah, that's true. I didn't think about it like that. So yeah, I guess it's not too bad.
Like, 'cause they had this cool scene where she was going undercover into the Iceberg Lounge to like spy on the Penguin, figure out the whole Riddler thing. It's been a while since we've seen the movie, but Ashlyn made a really good point during that scene. Batman is watching through her eyes.
Yes, okay, yeah, no, I think this is where it gets me for like the over sexualization because like she literally looks at one guy and then Batman's like practically was like, so you slept with him. I was like, what
Like
are you why are you asking? She's
her eyes linger on a dude for a little too long, ends up being her dad, but Batman immediately is like, how do you know him? What's your relationship to him? And I'm like, oh my gosh, just say that you have a crush on her. Like, you don't, like, stop.
No, for real. I was like, what is your deal? Like, right when he did that, I was like, no, Batman, no.
Know, she literally looks at me and goes, oh my gosh, it's such a pick me guy move.
Yeah, I was like, what's your relationship with him? Like, what? Like, do you like him? I was like, we have a mission. Batman, stop.
We're literally investigating, and she told you, like, hey, I'm uncomfortable going into this place. Like, I'll do it if I have to, but I don't want to. So you're like, okay, she's been there before. She knows people in there. But just this whole, what's your relationship with him? It's like, that's my father.
That's my father, you
If you want,
idiot.
tell him that you think he's cute or like what?
I guess I just wasn't expecting Batman to be that aggressive because Batman is usually towards Catwoman very like nonchalant, I would
Yeah.
say.
Ooh.
Like obviously like likes her but doesn't hint at it in any way.
Yeah.
And this one he was like, "I'm sorry, who's that man? Who's that man right there? You looked for 2 seconds.
You look too long. I
You looked too
really.
long. Your gaze, it lingered."
Yeah, this movie was very like the sexual tension was way too fast for me. I think we talked about this, or the romance was like there, and you're like, all right, we're gonna have a slow build up, and he's gonna be like, no, our love is forbidden because I'm good, and you're like a criminal.
He's like, I'm a criminal trying to save my friend and just like killing anyone who gets in my way. I was like, listen, I mean, if you had to have any kind of excuse to do that, I feel like she has one, yes.
Are you saying you would kill people for me if I went missing in Gotham?
Of course,
Yes.
Jenna.
Can I
Batman
leave the
couldn't get
corner
in
now?
my way. What?
Can I
No.
leave the
Or
corner now?
I would kill Batman for you, but you can have to stay in the corner.
It.
We're
Dang
not at that point yet.
I'm never leaving the corner.
Don't be ridiculous.
Until I admit I like Avatar.
Like the blue people. And
No, I don't like the blue people.
then you better like that floor.
She's so mean to me.
Anyway,
thing about Batman and Catwoman's relationship in the movie, the one scene I was like, whoa, my ovaries are speaking to me, was when they went to like break into that guy's house, or she went to break into the guy's house, and he was breaking into the guy's house for like a different reason, like for the investigation. And then the other guy breaks into the house, and they're like, he's like holding her against him, and they both start breathing like in time. I was like, whoa, this is very steamy. Like nothing happened, but I'm sitting there going, I need a fan. I'm gonna swim.
It's like my cheeks, they are red.
I like, wow.
Yeah, I think they're starting to slowly understand kind of what girls think is cute, you know, because it's like, is it where it's like, oh, they look at you or they're dressed in a suit, it's like, ah. But then it's like as soon as like they're your breathing is in sync, we're like, oh damn. Their breathing is in sync.
Movie industry might finally be understanding the female gaze versus the male gaze. What a concept! Like, Catwoman's suit looks so much more comfortable in this movie. Like, just costume wise, I was like, yeah, I would 100% wear like just an all black, kind of like unitard thing that she had on. I'm like, that looks comfy. Latex, my skin chafes looking at it.
Looks painful.
It reminds me of Ross from Friends, the episode with the leather pants.
Oh my God. He's like, I can't get it back on.
Anytime I watch that Batman movie, which is fantastic, I'm just like, did she put all the baby powder on her to get into a suit? That's what I picture.
That would be the definition of trying too hard in Ross and her situations.
Yes.
Honestly, I really do think if a guy just came back and was like, hey, I can't get back in my pants, I think I probably would have respected him more than what he actually did to fix the problem.
Oh,
But like, just
Ross.
be real. Be like, hey, I just got these and these suck. Do you have anything I can wear? Just be real. And that is my relationship advice for the day.
Just
You
be
can't get
honest with
back.
your, right, honest with your partner. Works a lot.
You can't get back in those latex pants. Just tell someone. Get some help.
Right. Oh my gosh. While on the topic of characters, let's talk about the Riddler, because apparently he's become the Tumblr sexy man. I learned about this through a TikTok from someone I was in a wedding with, and they had like mentioned this guy. I think his name's like Paul. I don't know. They had mentioned this guy, and I was like, that's cool. And then they made a TikTok talking about the phenomenon of the Tumblr sexy man and how this guy is sexy, sure, but Tumblr is picking like the most unsexy photos to use of him. I didn't think he was
Yeah.
sexy in the movie. I was just like, what the frick is this guy? Like,
He kind of remind me of a frog.
he does.
I know. And the only way I say that is because I don't know if it's like how his cheeks fell or something. I just don't like frogs at all. They look slimy and weird. So whenever I see, so whenever I saw him, I was like, yeah, that's a frog. I mean, honestly, I loved how he was like, me and Batman, we on the same team. I'm doing his work. Hallelujah, Batman.
I love little greeting cards. Like, I wonder if he goes to Hallmark and gets them, like in full Riddler costume. And he's picking them out, and the Hallmark in Gotham is like, we don't give a crap. Our store is like half exploded from a Joker attack this week. So, right to Batman away. We don't care.
It was just a great twist because the whole time we're like, oh, he's baiting Batman. And then he's like, no, pen pals.
I did love that, that he's like, you're a costume freak. I'm a costume freak.
It's
It just works out. No more
like,
lies.
you don't like Gotham. I don't like Gotham. Let's just get rid of Gotham.
Solve the problem.
Let's
I
just
mean,
stop.
his motive made sense when he was like, yeah, I lived in an orphanage and like Gotham doesn't care about orphans. And then in Batman's head, I could just see the light bulb of I can adopt them, but I can adopt all the orphans.
Batman's like, I can fix this. Donate money, adopt the orphan. That's not what. No, Batman, stop. Fix the system. Also, can we just talk about how bad of a Bruce Wayne he is, though? I know we kind of touched on it, but let's touch on it again because the fact that they were using his money and he just didn't check his records and they were using his money for bad things. And he's like, oh crap.
Feels like a Bruce Wayne thing to do, though. I mean, in this context where he's like, I am obsessed with vengeance, it's like, oh, I forgot to check my Chase banking account.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, we do this donation every year. Do you check where the donation's going? No, I trust all these people in Gotham because we established we trust everyone.
Right. That's one of the things I did like about the Christian Bale movies is because he was like, I don't trust my board of directors. And you're like, you shouldn't, because you're a millionaire and they aren't.
Yeah, for real. No, but I love how they like put that in there. It's like because most of the time it's like, oh, it's a Batman thing, it's a Bruce thing, and they're not together. And this one, it's like, oh no, you're involved as
Yeah.
Bruce, and it's all tied into the whole Batman theme. It
See,
did well.
that would have been so much better if Bruce was like more of a playboy character.
Exactly.
I'm with you. I was like, yeah, both of his identities are colliding. This is like a classic Batman like story arc from the comic books. And then he's like, but Bruce Wayne is so socially awkward. If I saw him at a party, I would literally walk the other way.
I can't wait to talk about how Rudy was the Alfred.
Not my real dad.
You're not my real dad. I was like,
Fell over on Ashlyn's couch. I was like, oh my gosh, you emo baby.
you're not my real dad. How dare you talk to Alfred?
I was like, he's been through wars. He's been through so much. Why would you say that to him?
I know, I was like, you're just being mean. Oh, you mean emo boy. I just don't think any Batman ever would mouth off to Alfred like that. Alfred is amazing. And then this Battinson.
Literally, like Alfred is his father figure, and in almost all the comic books I've read, like sure they've had their little spats because again, it's weird when you're raising a child who decides dressing like a bat is more profitable than, I don't know, donating money to the city.
Just
when
saying,
you're a
there's
kick
my.
ass persona, I mean, it's a little difficult to parent, but Alfred is doing his job. He's doing his best. Him and Bruce typically have like that mentor relationship where Alfred's like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that. And he's like, I will take that in consideration. He gets to the main plot and he's like, Alfred was right. And I'm like, of course he was. He's Alfred. He'll beat up
Also,
Superman for
Alfred was very supportive in all of his Batman things. Other people would have thought he's crazy.
Alfred's the only one that talks to him at parties, because I sure wouldn't.
For real. But he was like, hey, it's like, I want to fight crime. Oh, yeah. As what? Like, what do you mean? As Bruce? No. You're going to donate money? No. No, I want to dress up as a bat. Alfred, like, okay. What do you mean? It's like, I want to make a bat cave. Where? Under the house. Oh, okay. this might be interesting to see how this plays out. Anyone else would have been like, you need to go to therapy.
Right. No, Alfred was such supportive parents. So for you to be like, you're not my real dad, I'd be like, listen, your real dad wouldn't let you excavate a bat cave under your mansion. So
And
shut
also,
up.
your real dad was probably a little crooked, if we're
Yeah.
being honest.
I was really, I was gonna be so upset if Alfred died in this movie.
I
Like,
really, yeah, I was like, you cannot just introduce this. No, there's probably gonna be multiple movies with Robert Pattinson as
there
Batman.
better be. I enjoyed him and I hope they fix his Bruce Wayne.
I mean, I think now they will. I think he maybe that's why we see him as like brooding Bruce, because it's like, okay, you've had your moment, now you really gotta get it together. And then the next movie he'll probably be more of the loose Bruce.
Loose Bruce, I
The
like
loose
it.
Bruce.
Like you want to have a Bruce Wayne character where even if he's like ugh, Ben Affleck, that he plays such a like charismatic individual that you're like, yeah, I would be his girlfriend for money or you know something. Because I'm
Yeah.
watching this as a girl who has had crushes on multiple Batman characters and being like, I would spit in this man's face if he came near me. Like, he's very attractive. Don't get me wrong. There was a whole scene with shirtless Pattinson doing push-ups in the Batcave, and I looked at Ash and I'm like, it gets a whole star. It gets a whole star back for
Think
this
it's a whole
scene.
star back this
I'm
scene.
gorgeous. But yeah, the Bruce Wayne part though, I was like, if I saw this man in public, I would not trust my child to go near him.
No, exactly. Oh, if we had to compare Bruce to a modern celebrity, who would it
I don't follow any emos.
because I'm kind of still thinking of Machine Gun Kelly.
No, you take that back. Absolutely not. That's what
The modern emo?
he calls himself, but he's a complete like D-bag. He's terrible. Like he has a personality or
Well,
something. I
but
don't know.
here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you don't know who Bruce Wayne is and you just know him from his name, you might think that he is
I'm
the
shaking my head. No.
douchebag.
You can't see me in my corner. I'm shaking my
You
head.
can't see me.
You can't see me. I don't know. I don't know modern celebrities well enough that I'm not like completely in love with that are emos, you know?
Trying to think, do we know
Like
any?
most celebrities I know have a personality. Maybe he's Edward Cullen.
No, Pattinson is way better than Edward Cullen.
But he acts like him as Bruce Wayne.
He does, yeah. He does a lot of brooding characters.
Yeah, and I feel like, and he's like a really prolific actor, but they always typecast him. They're like, be brooding. And he's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, he was an eccentric.
Oh, yeah. My
Eccentric
boy!
dad.
That's my son!
That's
I
my
shouldn't laugh. It's just such a meme now in my household that it's like, my boy!
boy. That's my son. Everyone loved you, and everyone hated Harry. He would have been the chosen one.
Honestly, he would have been my chosen one. but like, okay, circling back, Riddler. So I liked his new costume. However, I told multiple people this before the movie even came out. I was like, listen, listen, I know they want to make the Riddler hardcore. I'm sure they will, somewhat to a degree. However, I want him to wear the neon green question mark jumpsuit that Jim Carrey wore
Jim Carrey.
because
Yes.
it would make me laugh and I would enjoy it a lot. And also, if someone ran up to me wearing a neon green question mark jumpsuit and a bowler hat, I would be terrified. That would scare the crap out of me.
Listen, that is probably one of my most favorite Batman movies. I grew up on that movie with Jim Carrey. So right when they were like, it's the Riddler, I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I love that Batman is making a step kind of in the horror thriller genre because there's a lot of arcs that you can
They've
do with
always
that.
been in the horror thriller genre. That's why it's
I'm
never
trying to.
funny.
I'm trying, Ashlyn. I'm trying here. But I wish they would put some humor in it. I wish they would
Please.
because there are so many moments like. You watched the animated Justice League, right?
What?
You watched the
Oh,
animated,
yes, I
yeah,
did.
like the old
Hell
TV
yes, I
show.
did.
So the movie where they're fighting the Royal Flush Gang, and then Batman at the end comforts that girl that's like set to die. Yeah, I was like, listen, there is heart. Like, that is a terrifying scene, but there's so much heart in that one moment. And I feel like they totally missed the mark. Or even just that whole movie, there's like funny moments, but it's still freaking terrifying.
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, honestly, what is our probably most basic thing that we do when we're scared? Most people, we make jokes.
Yeah.
That was like any kind, maybe not like life-threatening situations, but if there's a stress, like if we're stressed out or something like that, we tell jokes
Yeah,
just to make
absolutely.
just to lighten the mood. So I'm like, listen, this isn't like, oh, it's super serious. Someone makes a joke, then that's bad. It's like, no, that's how people cope.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like the Riddler did. Like he
He
definitely, he
did.
was like the most humorous aspect of the movie. Like you said, the part where he's like, "We're best friends," and Batman's like, "No, we are not." Or the part where he starts singing Ave Maria.
That was pretty
Like
funny,
that's
yeah.
supposed to be so scary, but I'm sitting there laughing my head off because I'm like, "Oh my gosh, what the? That's so out of pocket."
You also laughed and split whenever the little kid started rapping in that
That
other
was cringe.
personality. You were laughing hysterically, like, what is
I know, I
this?
was like, oh Lord.
But let's talk about how this movie used social media as
Yeah.
the, oh my God, that was genius. Because it was like, no, yeah, Riddler couldn't pull it off, but he can convince everyone that what he's doing is right, and they can like rise up and do it for him.
Absolutely. That was the most terrifying aspect of the movie.
Mostly because I feel like that's happened many times
Yeah.
recently.
It reminded me of I don't know if any of our plotters are watching The Boys on Amazon Prime, but it reminded me of Stormfront and how she used social media in season, I believe, season two. And then she made everyone like a Nazi, basically. And I'm like, yeah, social media is such a scary tool. And it escalated in this movie to the point where the GCPD, like, you can't just start shooting down civilians, you know?
Yeah, because honestly, at that point, I think people underestimate how much social media can brainwash you. And no, I'm not talking like a boomer where it's like, don't do social media. But no, but like they really do. It does not on purpose,
Yeah.
but it just depends on what comes up on your feed. Because honestly, if you think about it, they probably 100% think that whatever they're fighting against is evil just because they were never told something else.
I
That's why it's
do.
scary.
Absolutely. Yeah. Always check your sources and, you know, measure what your influencers are telling you. Like, if they're building bombs, it's probably not for a good reason.
Yeah, also, I would just take what a lot of people say with a grain of salt, honestly. I don't believe anyone anymore.
No one.
Trust no one. Trust your opinion, and that is it.
The only plot hole I can see with the social media, though, is like when the Riddler is literally live streaming himself, being like, "Hey, thank you guys so much for like telling me how to build this bomb." I'm like, how did no one like catch this Twitch stream and report it? But I guess at that point, they're also brainwashed that they're like, "Yeah, build bombs, kill Gotham."
Oh, I thought that was, I thought they were on like the black net or whatever they call it, the dark net, dark
Either
internet.
way, I'm like, there's got to be some like secret agents and FBI and cops monitoring that, right?
This is Gotham. I don't, I think the government has abandoned Gotham.
So many arcs with the Gotham cops being like, "Oh, we're all dirty," and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, you're this town just not
I'm sure.
good."
Yeah, and I'm sure like the if Gotham is based in the United States, because they never really say if they are or not. I'm sure the United States is like, listen, y'all chose to live there, and y'all are on martial law always.
For real, they
Like,
have
if
a
there's
different.
ever an explosion, America's like, nah, we ain't in this. Goodbye.
Have like a different mayor every week because the other mayors get kidnapped so frequently.
Yeah, they
Speaking of,
got.
what about that final climactic explosion? Oh my gosh, it was so bad. The flood.
Oh my God, that was genius. I mean, honestly, like, oh, that's so bad. But honestly, I was like, that's great. I loved that they're like, get to the, what was it? It was like a basketball court. Yeah, get to the stadium. It's safer. They're literally in soup.
It's a
They
soup bowl.
went below water level or sea level into the stadium.
Okay, so me and Ashley live in a place that floods pretty frequently, and like we're watching this and going, oh man, like it's scary that the Riddler flooded Gotham, but also they have skyscrapers. So me and Ashley are like, we'll just go up a floor,
Yeah,
you
they're like,
know?
go lower.
Go lower, yeah, go to the center of the city, closest to the coastline, get inside the soup bowl, and stay there. And also, all the tourists are in there with you.
Honestly, I was like, who chose this place as the safest place in Gotham? Go
Right.
to the Batcave.
We're also so used to like you get with your people in a flood and then you guys just find somewhere safe to be. You don't all like get together at the same spot. You know what I'm
No,
saying?
I don't think I've ever done that. I do think there are places here that do that, but those are usually like schools or like libraries,
Not
or
mine.
there are stadiums there. I know there's stadiums,
Oh,
but
yeah.
not like that.
Facts like okay, this is where you go for disaster relief, like your home was flooded. It's not like all right, it's flooding, everyone go to the basketball stadium.
Oh yeah, that's true. It's kind of like, survive, stay where you're at, and then later we'll provide supplies.
Right. So, like, when they're all running to the same location, I'm like, wait, that means your emergency relief is in the same place as the terrorists, all of your people are in the same place as the emergency relief. It just didn't make sense to me. Also, Batman is there for some reason to save the mayor from the mayoral candidate, I think is why he was
Yeah. Oh, it was for to save the candidate because they were going after
there.
her.
No, we were laughing so hard that whole scene, like dark laughter. It nothing was funny about it. We're just sitting there like, okay,
No.
you're in the worst place. You're all sealed in. And then at the end of it, Batman shows up with a flare and the floodwaters, looks at the people trapped under like wire and metal, and then just leaves. And they're all like, wow, so inspirational. We should follow him. And I'm like, you couldn't go under and get the guy trapped under the metal or
No, he
something?
legit did not help them at all. He was just like, he didn't even say like follow me or like I can bring you to safety. He was like, just turned around and started walking.
Yeah.
It's like you better follow him or he gonna leave you. You
He's like, abandoned little Billy. He's trapped under the rubble. Let's follow this masked man that I think at that point they didn't recognize as wholly good either.
No one liked him. They all thought it was all his fault anyway. Well, I think
Yeah.
because the Riddler referenced him a lot and they're like, oh, you're in on it. And he's like, I've been helping you trying to find him. Why would I
The only thing I liked about that end scene was the fight because Batman pulled out that, like, green serum, which I think is Bane serum. So I'm hoping we get a Bane story arc. But he
be in
gave him
on
some super drinks, and I'm like, he's gonna get addicted to that. That's pretty
Ooh. Ooh. Drugs.
cool. I think the only thing left is before we wrap up, I really like Jim Gordon. I enjoyed his character. I think
Yeah,
you left
same.
the room at the part where the whole GCPD is like, Batman should be arrested, and he's like in the office, and Jim is like, goes, I was like, hang on, guys, let me handle this. They walk outside, and Jim is talking to Batman, and Batman's like, I can't like just get out of here. There's 50 cops. He goes, but I mean, you punched me, so I couldn't stop you. He goes, I what? Punch me, idiot. And he punched him in
He's
the
like,
face,
punch me.
and he gets out, and I'm like, Jim Gordon is a saint. I love this man.
He is always great. Yeah.
I know.
Well, was there anything? Do you think this story would need a rewrite or is there anything we can fix? Honestly, it wasn't really that bad.
Yeah, I didn't think it was bad. I just think that they should have not handled the flood scene as they did, especially with it being like this big culmination of events to be like Batman is a symbol of peace or whatever that last scene was with the flare.
Yeah,
I
I
feel like they
think.
should have done something differently there.
Also think that if they wanted them, I think they just needed a reason for the characters to be stuck in a flood thing. There's a lot of other ways they could have done that. They shouldn't have been like, oh, that's the safest place. They could have just been like, they could have all just already been in there and then be like, oh, we got locked in or something like that instead of that. I don't know.
They could have done like, oh, we're doing the mayoral election in this place. There's like all these really influential people there. That would have given Batman a reason to be there. And it also would have given all those terrorists a reason to be there.
Yeah.
You know? And then the flood, it just would have worked better.
Yeah, I mean, I like the flood. I do think there should have been a flood.
I enjoyed the flood.
Because I was like, listen, that's hard to do, and you did it.
You're like, congratulations.
No, I was like, wow, I didn't know you could do that for the whole city. You
Really?
should be proud of yourself.
I think that's the only thing I would change. That, and as we talked about, Bruce being more of a playboy character and less of
Yeah.
a, I'm sitting in my room listening to my emo tunes and applying eyeliner aggressively. Like, that's all of us. Be unique, you know?
Yes, exactly. Well, I think that's everything we had to say about this one, guys. So definitely we will talk to you later.
You'll hear from us soon.
All right, guys, bye.
Bye.